This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, we've been taking you inside the game with the technical study group, analysing every match in Qatar. And after 62 matches, we now know our FIFA World Cup finalists. Defending champions France have just defeated Morocco to claim their place in Sunday's final against Argentina.
So we are leaving Al Bayt Stadium, witnessing France beating Morocco 2-0 in the World Cup semi-final and booking their place against Argentina in the final. I think we can all say Morocco did an unbelievable job tonight, also losing Aguerd in the warm-up. They lost Saïss around 20 minutes into the game Sunday. I'm sure you're very proud of that Moroccan performance tonight.
Yeah, I think they really give a good account of themselves to the world in such a very important match that a billion saw this game today. But what impressed me the most was the fact that they were able to stand toe-to-toe with the opposition. The question that I ask myself, I have a lot of questions. I started asking myself, what if? When the game started, due to reasons that we don't know now, they altered their formation that they had so religiously held on to the whole tournament, which was a 4-1-4-1 formation, and they went into a 5-4-1 formation. And that, okay, they had more possession from the back, but that kind of like took away the sting for them going forwards. And I think what made it even worse was that the fact that they changed their style of play, the triangles that they had everywhere with their 4-1-4-1 system, they lost it. And that made it possible now for one true pass to go through the lines. And that caused them, I think, in my opinion, for especially the first goal that they received. But that notwithstanding, I must say that the injury that Saïss got turned out to be an advantage for them, because that forced them to go back into their 4-1-4-1, and then they had a better grip of the game. Tactically, they came with a very good game plan that was now based on the weakness or on paper of the French side, which was to go on the left side against the French side, where they felt that they had space to play. And Ziyech and Hakimi and Onwahi, the way they combined in that triangle between them, they just created chances upon chances all through their own right side. That is French left side. So that kind of like decided the physiognomy of the game, what it looked like.
And Elliot, I can remember we looked at these numbers and some unbelievable stats down the Moroccan right side for final third entries.
Prior to this game, Morocco had only made 16 final third entries down the right-hand side. After 65 minutes, they'd already made 16 in the game, which really highlights the fact they were trying to exploit the left-hand side of France where Mbappe was operating. In terms of the attacking triangles that Sunday mentioned, with Ziyech, Hakimi and Unahi, between them, the three players received the ball between the midfield and defensive unit the most, with Hakimi receiving 14 times, Ziyech 13 times and Unahi 10 times.
Alberto, France had, coming into this game, 2.5 attempts on target per goal. Tonight they had 2 attempts on target and scored 2 goals, so really unbelievable finishing efficiency in this game. But what did you see from France?
Well, I think the France had a good game plan, and they carried out well, which was, they also took into account the opposition and they respected the opposition very well. Sacrificed Giroud by asking him to drop into midfield and play 1v1 against Amrabat. Defensively, they covered well the central areas and all, and that gave them the capability to double up and have a very good defensive stance. Well, after the going ahead, they even covered the center more, but they had problems because Mbappe wasn't defending and Hakimi was exploiting the space that was behind him to attack. And Morocco changed their formation into with 4 defenders from behind. Well, the moment they scored, they just tried to hold on to the score and hopefully get the second one.
cercato di ripartire.
Well, they went on counter attacks, and the moment they scored the second goal, the game was over.
Dopo quei cambi.
Well, with the change substitution of Giroud, the player that came in went headed up to the left side. Mbappe was pushed to the central attack, and that Giroud was obviously tired because he had sacrificed a lot running. The substitution not only helped create more stability because Mbappe's side was now being covered defensively, but also it also liberated Griezmann.
Dopo è riuscito a controllare.
After that, they just managed the game and gave them an opportunity to qualify for the finals.
And I think, Elliot, you know, we looked at some of the mid-block time as well, and I think it just emphasises as well how well Morocco did tonight.
Yeah, we definitely saw France pay Morocco quite a lot of respect during the game. Their low block state went from 17%, which is their tournament average, to 19%, and their mid-block increased from their tournament average of 33% up to 38%, so it really shows how much respect they pay to the opposition.
Subi, both French goals tonight coming from deflected shots. Talk us through, I mean, Bono's performance and also the unbelievable save from Hugo Lloris just before halftime.
Yeah, first of all, I have to say that France was very clear in their attacking phase because they knew that Morocco, and especially a goalkeeper Bono, he's very well with the feet to play out of the back. He's very well connected with the team, and they want and they offer to receive the ball. And on the beginning, you saw it's clear that France didn't attack Bono. They didn't want it to give the chance to them that Bono is playing a very good pass out of the back, and they overload straight away the midfield. Yeah, okay, and that was a clear plan from the side from France. And like you mentioned before, the two goals, how they conceded is exactly the same. It was Mbappe in the box and he shot, and twice the ball gets deflected, and twice he goes on the second post, and twice it was a free man who could score the goal then easily. In a kind of in this situation, for me, Bono had no chance. He tried everything to make a save in this situation, but that was the efficiency from France. On the other side, I have to say Hugo Lloris, it's interesting to follow him how he plays his last World Cup tournament. I think if he's 37 years old, he looks very sharp, he looks very determined, he is very clear in his actions. He had already after 10 minutes a shot from distance from Onahi, and it was a bounce, and he deflected the ball very clear on the side, and not you could easily deflect this ball also forward, and there would be the rebound, and Morocco had a free man there to go for this rebound. He showed me already there he's in the game, and as you mentioned, Chris, before exactly before halftime, the deflection from the overhead kick from El Yamik, it was a fantastic situation. So first of all, Morocco played fantastic in this situation, in this moment. They made pressure massively in the box from France, and this overhead kick from the defender was brilliant. But even better, the save from Hugo Lloris with his fingertip save to the post. And he showed me clear that he wants to go in the final. Of course, everybody wants to go in the final, but Hugo Lloris, his performance also very good. And what also is special for me, that they don't play out of the back front. Hugo Lloris kicked the ball long. They don't take any risk from to playing out short of the back, and this is also something what we recognize so far.
So that is the last game in the beautiful Albeit Stadium. Argentina will face France in the World Cup final. Morocco making history in this tournament, the first African team in the semi-final, and bowing out with a very, very proud performance tonight. Thank you, Pascal Zubabula, Alberto Zaccaroni, Sunday Alise, and Elliot Stornell, as well as myself, Chris Loxton. We will be back again for the third place match between Morocco and Croatia, and of course the final on Sunday at 6 p.m. local time here in Qatar, where the 2022 World Cup winners will be crowned.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insights throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.